A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At daybreak he appeared in the temple again, and as all the people came to him, he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and Pharisees brought a woman along who had been caught committing adultery, and making her stand there in full view of everybody, they said to Jesus, "Master, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery, and Moses has ordered us in the law to condemn women like this to death by stoning. What have you to say?" They asked him this as a test, looking for something to use against him. But Jesus bent down and started writing on the ground with his finger. As they persisted with their question, he looked up and said, "If there is any of you who has not sinned, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Then he bent down and wrote on the ground again. When they heard this, they went away, one by one, beginning with the eldest, until Jesus was left alone with the woman who remained standing there. He looked up and said, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she replied. "Neither do I condemn you," said Jesus. "Go away and don't sin any more." The story is quite extraordinary. And no less fascinating is the scholarly detective story that tells about the story itself. You are right, this is not typical of John's Gospel, this account, but it is finally embedded in John, and that's where it's stayed now for the bulk of Christian history. Let's face it, it's not just that it's not typical of John's style. It is, for many ears, still quite shocking material. You mean Jesus did not demand some penance from this lady in reparation for her alleged sin? Not that we're aware of. Honestly, it will be Jesus himself who will pay the ultimate penance for her sins and for mine too, but that's still 12 days away. Shocking material. You mean Jesus did not give her even what our legal systems might call a suspended sentence, assuring her that forgiveness might later be offered if her reformed life turned out to be just that? No, at least the story does not add anything like what advertisers nowadays call terms and conditions. Yes, she is admonished by Jesus not to sin again. He could scarcely not have said that. But what is perhaps most shocking is that Jesus is not shocked. Or rather, that the focus of his teaching is principally that set of righteous men who accuse her and demand that Jesus pronounce sentence on her. "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone in her direction." What is this? Admittedly, it looks like Jesus has changed the subject. But in reality, all discussion of sin is too easily mixed in with judgment. We judge others with severity, but hope not to be so judged ourselves. Right, it's not a typically Johannine story. But it is recognizably the Jesus we know from other accounts who is central here. And the sense of Jesus is to look forward, to look to the future. And it is a future that could be free of sin, rather than pore over misdeeds that were indeed immoral, but were not, let's remind ourselves, committed alone if adultery was in question. For sinners, repentant sinners included, what is crucial is what St. Paul says in a text in Philippians used also this Sunday in Catholic liturgy. Nothing can outweigh knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. For him, one could lose everything, gladly even lose everything. Yes, the awareness that one is known and loved by Christ is a pearl beyond all treasures that are on the earth or even buried in the ground. Perhaps it is Isaiah, in the day's first reading, who catches the edge of what is new and profoundly welcome about Jesus and how he deals with sinners. No need to recall the past. No need to think about what was done before. See, I am doing a new deed. Even now it comes to light. Can you not see it? The people I have formed for myself will sing my praises. The woman once caught in adultery is one of that choir, together with so many others who have known the world of sin, and then the solidarity and forgiveness of Christ. Yes, they have a varied past, perhaps even colourful, those in the Lord's choir, but now they are singing from a hymn sheet that has thanksgiving written all over it. For of ourselves, we could not rise from the world of sin. In Christ, all is possible.